evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington on a Friday, May the 13th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo.
And I am Evans Zininga.
Tonight, we are looking at the unfolding chaos in the national economy, triggered by a ban on bank lending by President Emmerson Mnangagwa on Saturday, saying that the measure was meant to undercut economic saboteurs, whom he said were borrowing large amounts of cash and trading it for the US dollar on the parallel market. This, Mr. Mnangagwa said, was fueling inflation and unjustified price increases.
And far from the reprieve that the president and the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe governor, Dr. John Mangungika, said the lending freeze would bring Zimbabwe's economy as degenerated into further chaos this week, with a number of businesses stopping credit facilities for their customers. This includes Fivet and Wholesale Beef, just to mention but a few. Sugar producer Tongat Harlot has since stopped making advance payments to farmers, while Dairy Board Holdings says it has suspended dividend payments to shareholders, citing changes in the financial operating environment.
The instability has now forced the government to reconsider its policy, with the central bank announcing yesterday that the suspension of lending facilities no longer applies to marketable commodities such as tobacco, cotton, sugar, maize, etc. All banks have been advised accordingly, close quote.
Kwazwai muri Zimbabwe, tinokugamuchirai kuchirongwa cheLive Talk chamunopiwa ne Studio 7 tiri kuno ku Washington DC. Zvamunoziva nenyaya dzeCovid dziriko nekufamba kwemabasa edu, muchaona tiri kutepenyura nhasi tiri kudzimba, asi nyaya yatauya nayo pano nhasi inyaya iri kutevera mashoko akataurwa kubva svondo rakapera nomugovera nomutungamiri wenyika vaMnangagwa, vachitaura kuti vambomisa mabhanga emuZimbabwe kukweretesa mari, vakanyanya kunangana nenyaya dzemaUS dollars. Dora rekuAmerica ndiro raneta kusvika pakuzosvika patare ipapo. Asi nhasi tiri kuda kuti titarise nyaya yavakataura iyoyo, todzokazve tichizotarisa zvazobuda kubva nezuro nanhasi mumazuva ari pedyo iwaya. Misangano yakazoitwa nevemabhanga nevemabhizimisi, tichinzwa kuti vazochinja mashoko avo iko zvino vave kuti kune mamwe macommodities zvimwe zvavari kutsaura vachiti izvizvi, these are high value products, zvinoda kuti zvirambe zvakachengetedzwa zvirimo mukukwereteswa kwedzimari, mukufamba kwedzimari dzekuAmerica, zvakaita sana donje, zvakaita sefodya, zvakaita seshuga. So tichange tichizeya nyaya iyoyo, tichida kuti tione kuti zvakatangira papi, zvikafamba sei, iko zvino tave papi. Uyewo nhasi tichange tine vana mazvikokotawo vaviri, nyanzvi dzatakokawo, vachange vachitibatsira mukuzeya nyaya iyoyi. Tichange tina Dr. Masimba Maveza veZANU PF vari kuEngland uko. Tichange tinawo zvakare vatawanda dzokora veCCC vari muno muAmerica, muhurukuro yatichange tichiita. Mutungamiri.
Yebo, Evans, lingaba lichona njani emakhaya? Siyahlangana kuhlelo lweLive Talk. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngomthelela womthetho oyethulwe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa omisa amabhanga ukukweledisa izimali, okungumthetho oyosubangele ukuthi amankampani wona abephila ngokuboleka izimali emabhanga, amankampani amaningi asesithi kasenelisi ukuthengisela abantu ngezikwelete ngenxa yalomthetho. Okuludaba olusegudwini impela osolulethe ukungahlaliseki kwezenotho okuvele kukhona. Lomthetho usubangela ukuthi kudlondlobale lokho ekuzamazama komnotho. Osokubangele njalo uhulumende simbone izolo ibhanga elikhulu selihlehlamuva lisithi hayi umthetho lo awuphathi esingathi ngamankampani akumsebenzi wokulima uchinda ikhotoni igwayi itobhako ichukela umumbu lokunye okunjalo. Yilo udaba esingalo lamhlanje siza kuzwa ke kwabezombusazwe esilabo lamhlanje ukuthi bona balubona njani lolu daba ngoba uhulumende uhlezi esetheswa umlando walokho esingathi policy inconsistency. Ufaka umthetho lamhlanje umthetho wakhona vele yabungaqondakala ukuthi kanti kuzanywani kusasa libone esehle samuva futhi sokulama changes njengalokho esesikubone kulumthetho. Siqaleke lamhlanje ngomhlonishwa wethu wakuqala ubaba uMasimba Mavaza owezanu PF ose England. VaMavaza tinokugamuchirai muchirongwa.
Thank you, Togu Gamchai, Togu Kwasai, Radio Atele Muria, Zimbabwe.
Clearly, Mr. Mavaza, this freeze on bank lending has been nothing but chaos.
Not really. Yes, there have been some few problems which were associated with the bank lending. But if you have understood the aim and the reason of doing it, it was actually when the government ordered the banks to stop lending with immediate effect on last week, Saturday, it was designated to stop speculation against the Zimbabwean dollar. It was part of a raft measures to devaluation of the dollar. And again, it was again some measures to control the black market. So if you look at it, it was a very drastic measure taken by the government. And that measure has been taken. Of course, any measure comes with side effects. The side effects we saw quickly was people now were borrowing money from sharks, from loan sharks. Those guys were putting exorbitant and high prices in high interest on loans, and that has pushed prices five times higher than they were before the ban by the government. So companies and traders now were dealing with key commodities such as tobacco, maize, and things which we can call key commodities. Then they were given a reprieve as of today, meaning the banks now would start giving loans to those people dealing with tobacco, maize, and some other commodities, which gives us basic food. So the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe had said that those trading in those key commodities, like maize, sugar cane, soya beans, and other products which are related to food, food industry, fuel, and other things, they can go back to lending. The reason, Komo, is that most of our businesses in Zimbabwe, they did not rely or survive on their own monies. They survive on the monies they borrow. The government is simply trying to say here, because they're having a problem, banks were dishing out a lot of monies out to people. People were taking that money on the pretext of revamping their business. And then they go and sell that money on the black market and buy US dollars. So at the end of the day, the Zimbabwean dollar becomes a paper, just nothing, because it has been abused by other scrupulous and traders who had no right or who had no nation at heart. And because of that, it has made the president, or rather the Reserve Bank and the president, to come up with the harsh measures. But we always know in economy, harsh measures are not very nice. They're harsh, they're tough. People would suffer for a while, but it will be better. Unfortunately for us, for the 7 days, the president quickly realized that no, he's not working. So he has to lift the ban on other the basic commodities. And as you can see, that the position was actually reversed on other commodities. And we can say here, it was clarified by the Reserve Bank that the move to suspend was not permanent. It was temporary. So people should not say the government is confused. No, it wasn't. Temporal means it's not going to stay for long. So it didn't stay for 7 days. It was 5 days, then we changed. We are going back to normal, but we start bit by bit. So this is what has been happening.
And that reversal, Dr. Mavaza, is the one that's making some people say that clearly the government is out of, its element, because we saw a ban on combis, which turned out to be catastrophic. Now the government has reversed that policy. We saw this bank lending freeze, which turned out to be catastrophic again in the past 3-4 days. Now there's some kind of reversal. People might want to know who exactly comes up with these not-so-brilliant policies.
No, no. Actually, the first thing we need to look at is that when the policy on bank lending was done, the government was very clear. It was not a permanent move. It was simply where it allows the authorities to assess the situation and gradually ease some of these restrictions. So they have started to ease the restrictions by allowing the basic commodities. So it's not like they've just abandoned the idea. And again, I think, Nkomo, and with fellow Zimbabweans, we should actually applaud our government for that. It's a government which, if it comes up with a law, and if it sees that the law is not good on people, the law is made for us. We are not made for the law. So if the law is made for us, and if you think it's going to be oppressing us, it is good to change it, adjust it, or ease it. So the government is not exactly doing that. It's not a stubborn government. Where it finds that there has been a problem, they change. If changing does not show inability to be bold. Being bold is not being courageous. Being courageous is not being wise. So the government is being wise. Yes, mm-hmm. it took a bold measure and changed and banned the lending, of which you can see people and a serious appetite of lending, of borrowing money so that they can sell and buy US dollars. At the end of the day, it caused inflation. There was a lot of demand of Zim dollar by companies, which made the Zim dollar to be in abundance. And an abundance dollar brings inflation, and that the government needs to put a stop on it. But while it did that, probably they put the brakes too quick. So they released the brakes a bit, so that at least we can still breathe, we can still survive, we can still eat, we can still buy food, we can still drive our cars until the situation is rectified. So what the government has done is not a sign of weakness, but it's a sign of understanding. And remember, before I sit down, Zimbabwe, the president of Zimbabwe, Comrade Emmerson Tambudzo Mnangagwa, is a listening president.
Liamuza, we are kuluma lapo. Ubabu Mavaza, weza no PF, konangale engilandi. Ute hai, kukukukulwa kwe miteto, nga ina sevenza, uwezo wangu hulumende kuchengisu. Ute hai, Ubabu Mnangagwa, ngomonga meli. Olalela yo. Evans sila elapa futu babu tsoko.
Vanga vakateerera zvanga zvichitaurwa na Dr. Mavaza. Zviri kutaridza izvo kuti hurumende yakaita ichiziva kuti kana zvinhu zvazosvika pazvasvika apa vachazodzoka kumashure vochinja policy yavakanga vambotema musi mugovera. Asi tingadawo kunzwa kwavari maonero avo kuti kumiswa kukwereteswa mari kwemabhanga blanket cover yakaitwa musi wemugovera yekungonzi mabhanga iko zvino abrupt stop, hakuna munhu achakwereteswa mari. Vanotiwo kudii nechiitiko ichocho tisati tanzwa kuti vanozofarawo here nekuchinja kwazvakazoita?
Tinotenda mukoma Evans, mubvunzo taunzwa mukoma Ngomo, makadii mhuri yeZimbabwe yakateerera, makadii Dr. Mavaza. Tinofara kuti muri kuwirana nemhuri yese yeZimbabwe, kuti munyika mune matambudziko, munyika maita manyamamire nerongo. Hurumende yedu haisi kutomboziva kuti chii chiri kuitika. Ikonomi yaita chamuramba mhuru. Vamunangagwa vari kutandanisa nehurumende yavo, asi havachazvigona. Vazvikoniwa izvi zvaramba kushanda. Nyika yaenda kumawere. Tikasanyatsofunga zvakanaka pamberi apo, totofuma tisina kana nyika yacho nezviri kuitika muZimbabwe tikuona kuti hurumende yedu hachitorina kana njere kana pfungwa dzekuti inogadzirisa sei matambudziko atiri kuona apa. Pandirikungopokana navamavaza ndopavari kuti there are a few problems. We don't have a few problems. We have a country that is in a crisis. Our health sector is in a crisis. Our transport sector is in a crisis. Our education sector is in a crisis. Our economy is in a bigger crisis. So Zimbabwe is a nation in crisis. That's the conclusion here. We are in serious trouble. We are in serious problems because of a government that does not plan, a government that is clueless of what it is supposed to be doing, a government that does not consult. That's the biggest issue that we have here. We don't have a consulting government. Before they make their policies, before they make announcements, any reasonable government is supposed to consult all key stakeholders in the economy, in the country, including citizens. That's the reason why you're seeing Triple C and President Chamisa are saying citizens are now at the center of any decisions that Triple C will make as a party, that Triple C will make as a government. When we are in government, we'll be consulting, we'll be talking to people, we'll be talking to everyone that matters, and we know that everyone matters. You are seeing what they are doing. You saw what the Minister of Local Government did on the 26th of April. He declared that the government was never going to go back on its monopoly on transport business. And then the students and other stakeholders, civic society, you know, called for a stay away, a shutdown. And we saw the government reversing that policy altogether. And now you are seeing what they are doing. They declare that banks are no longer allowed to lend money, and people cry. People, there's an outcry on social media, there's an outcry from the citizens, there's an outcry from all stakeholders, including citizens, including Triple C, who pointed out clear alternatives of what a proper government should do. And they saw it. And now they are making another roundabout 10. Because they've seen that it doesn't work for you to take away the only thing that makes banks exist. Banks exist to make profits, and they profit through lending. And you are taking away that. That means you are literally telling banks that you are no longer in business. You can no longer operate. In a way, the government is chasing away potential investors. They are chasing away the banking sector. And when you don't have a functional banking sector, it means there is nothing that is going to go on in terms of development, in terms of investment, in terms of our new industries coming up, and in terms of maintaining the existing businesses and industries going on. There is no expansion that takes place when businesses are no longer getting money from the banks. So this is chaos. This is chaotic. And Zimbabweans, we can see that this government, our economy, you know, is no one who is directing it. It's on autopilot, if we may say so, because the government is now clueless. They've run out of ideas. They don't know how to deal with the situation that is at their hands. Dr. Mavaza is saying that people are taking money from, are using money to go to the black market and do money laundering. You know, what it means is the government has failed to enact what is in its finance bill. You know, it has failed to maintain order in the financial market. Where are those people getting the money? The money is obviously coming from the Reserve Bank. The Reserve Bank, instead of doing what it is supposed to be doing, is busy printing money every day. That's what they do. And when they print money, they give to ZANU-PF people. We used to have land barons. Now we have money barons. We have cash barons. And the biggest cash barons we have in Zimbabwe are the twins. Emmerson Mnangagwa's sons, they are the ones ones that go and take money from the Reserve Bank and others, ANPF heavyweights, they are the ones that put that money in circulation and distribute it to money changers. Nobody has access to the Reserve Bank except those in the corridors of power. And those in the corridors of power are ZANU-PF people. If it is true that ordinary Zimbabweans are doing that, why is it that no one has been arrested? Why is the government not arresting these people that are money laundering? They don't arrest them because they know that all these people are connected to Emmerson Mnangagwa. All these people are connected to ZANU-PF. And most of them are relatives of Emmerson Mnangagwa. So now
asi comrade Zokurandi mbobubata imuromo ipapo asi mune umbo here panyava Mnangagwa ne vana vavo ne amatsava
kwa muone here pa social media vakaisa mari pa mbeda mari yakaita kuwaridzwa pa mbeda ma gold bars akaitwa kuwaridza pa table mari iyo iri kubva kupi? How does someone just wake up, someone who has never worked, someone who is not working, or someone who is in the army, you know, just wake up with loads and loads of money on their bed? They get excited when they see money, and they put it out there on social media. You know, who hasn't seen it? Where are they getting that money? What kind of job are they doing to get all that money? It's obvious that money is coming from the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. If Dr. Mavaza is serious and ZANU-PF is serious that there is a chicanery going on, there's money laundering going on, then we need to see arrests. We should have seen arrests before even they put in that policy. Why are they punishing all Zimbabweans? Why are they punishing all business people because of a few individuals? They should arrest them if what they are saying is the truth.
Hai iliamuzwa ubaba utawanda zokora lapo isiphathamandla sebandla lika Chamisa ele Citizens Coalition for Change kona ngapha North America ayivaphikisana mpela lo babu mabaza lapho owe bandla lezano PF. Sizamile ukuxhumana lesikhulumeli sebandla le MDC T kumbe MDC Alliance ubaba uWitness Dube. Unfortunately ube driver besemgwaqweni wathi hayi kahle ngikuphendule nje ngamafitshane imibuzo yakho. Simbuzile ukuthi bona njengebandla balubona njani udaba lomthetho lo ovimba amabhanga ukuthi akweletise izimali. Nansi impendulo kababa Dube, Witness Dube, isikhulumeli sebandla likaMonzora.
Uhulumende into esibone iyenza ngezimiso zakhe zemali ukwehluleka ukubona ukuthi uhlupho lungaphi. Uhlupho lokukhwela kwentengo kwenziwa izimpahla esizithenga phandle kwamazwe, imported inflation, ukugcwala nje kwemali kusenza ukuthi thina akulalutho esilwenzayo, akulalutho esiluproducerayo, siluthengisela kwamanye amazwe. Ngakho ngokuyala ukupha amakhampani imali, uhulumende uyabe senza lokho kube kakhulu ukuswelakala kwemali evela ngaphandle kwelizwe. Yikho njalo okubulala amakhampani khonokho, ukuthi amakhampani ehluleke ukuthi ayenze imisebenzi yawo. Yena kumele abekwazi ukuthi uhlupho alukho emakhampanini. Uhlupho luku auction system yemali yona leyo eyitholisa amakhampani izimali. Abantu abathatha imali beyisa ku-black market, uhulumende uyabazi njalo baxhumene lohulumende.
Witness Dube lapho isikhulumeli sebandla le-MDCT. Ngimbuzile njalo ukuthi njengoba uhulumende esesithi hayi zikhona inhlangothi esezikhitshiwe ukuthi ziphathwe yilomthetho, inhlangothi ezifana lezokulima, uchinda, ichukela, umumbu lokunye, bathini ke nge-policy reversal in that regard ekahulumende lapha? Nansi impendulo yakhe.
Uhulumende akumelanga angenele ekusebenzeni kwezemali, kwezemsinga, kwezama-markets. kumele na enze umsebenzi wakhe owokuphatha amandla okubona labo abaphambanisa lawo ma-markets. Atsho ukuthi abe sengenela abe sesipha ama-financial policies yena enguhulumende ngoba akusoze kusebenzi. Khonokho asekwenza ukuvala amanye ama-sectors kuyabulala umkhonomi, yikho okubulala umkhonomi. Njengoba sisitsho nje, i-corruption e-forex system inesandla sikahulumende phakathi. Kalungisise khonapho okubole khona okulabantu abathatha izimali bezisa ku-black market abaziwayo abasebenza besebenzisana lohulumende. Hatshi ukuthi kube sokubulawa wonke umuntu, kube sokubulawa wonke ama-industry, kube sokupanisha wonke umuntu ngenxa yezinto ezenziwa ngabantu abaxhumane nohulumende.
Hayi, uyakhuluma ke lapho ubaba uWitness Dube oyisikhulumeli se-MDCT. Njengobaba uDzokora lanxa nje nengakhulumi mabizo, uthi hayi udaba olukhulu ngolwenkohlakalo i-corruption kuhulumende kudaba lwe-foreign currency. Abantu abayithola ngokungekho emthethweni babe sebesuka beyisebenzise imisebenzi engelani lokuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe. Ndonya eripano Evans ba-witness tube bari uvumirana nabadzokora kunyange basiri kuloma mazita sezviri kuitwa nabadzokora.
Aiwa, tiri kuzvinzwa izvozvo. We are following the lead. Is Vadzokora still there? Because
Vadzokora varipo vese nava comrade
Namas. All right. Ndiri kutimbodzokera kuti Vadzokora vabatanya ino inonakidza kuti he is pointing at things, he is pointing at situations, he is pointing at elements. And my question to you, Vadzokora, would be, from a CCC perspective, would you have solutions to the problems that you are pointing having being created by the running government, which we all know is ZANU-PF, but do you have pointers and solutions that you can say, we could do A, B, C, D, and we could get out of this mess?
Vadzokora musati mapindura henyu. I have an economic analyst, that's our friend Masimba Kuchera.
Yes, how are you?
We are fine, and how are you?
Okay, I'm that's right.
Washington is okay, Mr. Kuchera. You are now live on Studio 7 Live Talk. Tonight, as I said earlier, we are talking about the bank lending ban by President Emmerson Mnangagwa, which has turned out in some regard to be chaotic. And now we have seen the government saying that the ban does not apply to some sectors, especially the agricultural sector. What say you?
Yeah, you see, our government seems to be acting reactively to most of these issues. Even when you look at the transport ban, which forced people to wait for so many hours in queues, it was the result of the fact that when combis were banned, there was no plan, there was no strategy, there was, we were not sure what we were supposed to do. Now, when the president announced, gave his statement at State House, it was a blanket ban, but now you see that sectors like agriculture are being removed from the way. So I think that our government should perhaps consult more before they act and not try to surprise people, because they will end up being surprised themselves.
Ngezinye indlela sike sakhuluma labanye lapha kuchera abathi umthetho lo udale umonakalo omkhulu ukwedlula ukwelapha umnotho ubaba uMnangagwa abesithi uzawenza, ukubona ngaleyo ndlela la.
Yikho bengisithi mina uhulumende ukhanya njengani nxa esenza izinto zakhe ufuna ukuthi emangalise abantu. Enze izinto zakhe in secret, engakonsultanga. Kodwa nxa ukhangele uzabona ukuthi uhulumende nguye also mali sike ngathethi ngwe osiphena iban it doesn't affect the agriculture ungakhangela njalo kuba khombi laphana uzabona ukuthi bekule ban saba le ban i-transport ban izopho kuphela kodwa bezingenawo abazupho akwaneleyo ukuthi ama-urban transporters ayakwazi ukuthi bawasebenze. So yiyo iproblem esilayo ukuthi uhulumende kanye njenganxa esenza izinto zakhe kabuza abanye uyazenzela santando kodwa ngezinye izikhathi ezinjengalezo uzabona ukuthi laye uhulumende ziyamtshisa izinto zakhe.
Njengengcweti kwezenoto kutshera alubana uhulumende ethe waza kuwe wadinga ukucetshiswa wathi udaba lomnotho lolu singaluphatha njani ungamcebisa uthi?
Oqala thole ukuthi asihlaleni phansi sonke ama-retailers, ama-bankers, abantu makhaza sibone ukuthi udubo lungaphi. Okwesibili kumele singabi lamanye ama-rates asebenzela abanye bese sizoba lamanye ama-rates asebenzela abantu bonke ku-economy yethu. Uzabona ukuthi besile interbank ebe le-rate ephansi kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi i-interbank abantu abaningi bebengafinyeleli i-interbank yakhona. So okwesibili kumele uma sesiphala sesikhuluma sibonisana ukuthi khathesi siyakwanisa yini ukuthi sibuyise i-Zimbabwean dollar. Ngokubona kwami i-Zimbabwean dollar kumele ibuye sibile kodwa hathi okwakhathesi ngoba khathesi we are still exporting more than we are still importing more than we are importing. So i-need yokuthi sibe nama-US dollars isasekhona sibili. Alo asaba lama import substitution measures esilawo khathesi awazamayo khathesi nxa esisebenza bese sicabanga ukuthi can we phase out i-US dollar so that we avoid ama-shocks anjengalawo esiwabonayo khathesi. Now what we see is that there is serious appetite for the US dollar. We are still buying far much more than we are selling to the world. Disregard everything around our receipts being $1 billion and so on. That's nonsense. Look at what exactly is happening with demand. Why imali yangkhona ingabuya iyangaphi? What we need to look at is not only what imali iyabuya, we also need to find out what iyangaphi. If it is not going into the productive sector, so of course iyabuya and it comes calculate what is lama receipts. In general, trade fair, what is our trade fair? We don't even evaluate what trade fair what trade fair and go on. The next day we do the same thing. Improvement, iyaphuza ubuwe. So as current plans for noticing our fari mali eningi ongananani production and then we start perhaps exporting more than we are importing and then we can phase out our currencies our money. Kathesi that will not happen. Also the other thing is the confidence. Abantu kabasela confidence in Zimbabwean dollar and that's the truth that this government must face. They did a lot to the Zimbabwean dollar from the time of the bond note, the 1:1. They did a lot to damage the confidence of the people. And that confidence must be restored somehow. And so if you are not restoring confidence, then we are having a serious challenge. People will still not want to use it. Because one of the properties of a currency, besides it being a means of exchange, people also use currency as a store of value. So once the dollar daily, the value will change in the next 30 minutes. We will not keep our money in that currency because it doesn't act as a store of value anymore.
Mhm. Hayi siyabonga baba kutshera ngokuba lathi kuhlelo ube losuku oluhle eHarare khona ngapha.
Ngiyabonga tholele kamahlabethwane.
Siyabonga thole ubaba uMasimba kutshera ingcwethi kwezenotho liyamuzwa lapho uthi hayi okwenziwa nguhulumende akusebenzi uhulumende kumele akhulumisane labantu. engakazi lethe imithetho le efana lalo ecina isithwalisa yena nzima isithwalisa lozulu nzima njalo I know Mgoma Evans mangama avunza ba ezokora mfundo asi in the name of fairness regaiti unze va mabaza first because wazokora wanga bataura saka ndofunga va mabaza vangangoda ku responda kuna vadzokora teacher unza edwa dzokora va mabaza manzwa va va manzwa va vadzokora vachitaura papa ameno mpane mindura ya munayo here kusata dzokera kwavari hallo muruti zwere I think we are having challenges there with Mr. Mabaza. I see while he tries to reconnect. Vazokora, pindura yumkoma simbanga kubvunza imvunzo.
Yes. Zvino dambudziko ratinaro muZimbabwe nderekuti taita matosi muhurumende. Taita vanhu vari kuita dhobha dhobha. Vasiri kuziva zvavari kuda kuita tingatoti vamunangagwa vanoita zviya zvechihabhurakatapura zvekuti nhasi zviri papi nhasi zvakamira sei asi isu ndichipindura mubvunzo wabvunzwa takagadzirira takamira kuti pachingonzi tapinda chete vanhu vaakutorohwa nembovha wemufaro zvinhu zvaakutotanga kutochinja ipapo asi hatisi kumirira izvozvo ipo pano muri kutoona kuti tiri kutopa hurumende mazano kuti itai zvakati itai zvakati muri kuona munonzwa vatenda iditi vachitaura zvikurusa vachiti ngatiitei zvakati ngatipinditi tidzorere US dollar timbostabilize nyika panapo nepapapo kana tamira zvakanaka tochidzokera kumari yedu tochigadzira mari yedu nekuti hakuna mari inoshanda zvakanaka igosimba zvakanaka igofadza vanhu zvakanaka igofarirwa nevanhu igopa vanhu yatinoti confidence kana isina production kumashure kwayo kusina vanhu vari kugadzira zvinhu kusina maindustry ari kushanda mari iyoyo haimbofa yakashanda ndosaka muri kungoona izvozvi mari yedu iri kungoita chamuramba mhuru yanga iri pa61% mavhiki mairi matatu akapfuurayo inflation iko zvino izvi yapa96% hakuna nyika ine inflation kana kuti ine mari yavora ndozvatinotaura pachishona kana iri takutaura kuti inflation chii imari isina zvainotenga imari isina zvainokwanisa kuita yanga iri pa61% masvondo mairi apfuura asi iko zvino tatomuka yava pa96% zvichireva izvo kuti mari yedu haichatotenga zvayanga ichifanira kunge ichitenga masvondo mairi akapfuura yagara hayo yanga isiri mari ine basa nekuti chero kune dzimwe nyika haisi kukwanisa kushandisika ukabuda nemari yako yekuZimbabwe haukwanisi kunoishandisa uku kutoreva kuti izvitye haina zvainobatsira saka ngatidzokerei kune zvatanga tichiita zviya zvatanga tichiita zvatambotaura toshandisa rand toshandisa kana US dollar kuti nyika yedu imbostabiliza then tochizodzokera uko but besides that even now we have proposed you heard the champion Mayere speaking we have what we call the Zimbabwe Emergency Economic Rescue Program that is a broad-based program that is underpinned on our ability to consult all stakeholders like the economist there that you're talking about was saying that we need to consult. That's what a CCC government will do. It will consult all stakeholders. It will consult all industry captains, all economists. You know, we have our own team of economists, obviously led by Honorable Tendai Biti, and all those who come up with a rescue program, a program that will get back Zimbabwe working, that will resuscitate industry, that will create production in the country. You know, what we are seeing right now, we have gold, we have minerals, we have everything. We are endowed with all the minerals that we need in Zimbabwe. But we are not using them. We are not taking the money. We are not, making sure that we come up with industries that will ensure that we produce, you know, from that gold. We produce from those minerals. With everything is just being imported as it is. So we end up not creating our own industries in the country that will be processing those minerals. Our government will ensure that we have industries that process our gold, we have industries that process our copper, and then we sell the end product, not to process and actually take away the jobs that are supposed to be taken by Zimbabweans, and then they are taken by the Chinese, they are taken by other countries. It will be, you know, right now it's surprising that a country that has so many minerals, you know, has people in the diaspora as the biggest foreign currency earner. Right now, money that comes from diasporans, that comes from us, is the biggest foreign currency earner. Why are we not earning foreign currency from our gold, from our minerals, from our agriculture? We are an agriculture-based economy. But all those have been overtaken by Zimbabweans. So it means our country right now, our economy is being sustained by people that are outside the country. And that shouldn't be happening considering the gifts, the natural gifts, the natural resources that Zimbabwe have.
That's a great point there, Mr. Zokora. Let me bring in Dr. Mavaza. Mavaza, Comrade Zokora, how can you have a country so much rich in natural resources failing to produce foreign currency and having the diaspora as the top foreign currency remitter in the country?
Thank you. Dambudziko ratinaro ndekuti vadzokora vanongotaura vasina kufunga. Chekutanga ndechekuti Zimbabwe ine upfumi hwakanyanyisa muzviwanikwa zvenyika yedu. Ipapo tinobvumirana. Asi pekuzvitengesera takadzikwa midzi, takatsikwa makumbo nemasanctions. Hatikwanise kutengesa zvinhu zvedu kune dzimwe nyika. Totengesera dzimwe nyika shoma, zvinotipa mari shoma. Saka ndinoda kwaizvozvo. We are surviving on that. Kechipiri, diaspora yagara inounza mari kunyika dzayo. Zimbabwe and other countries, diaspora remits money. Hatisi stoga tatambira mari kubva kudiaspora. Zvinoratidza kuti vana vedu vari kunze kwenyika kudiaspora. Vane rudo nenyika yavo. Vanoda kuchengeta vabereki vavo. Vanoda kuona nyika yavo ichibudirira. Ndosaka vachirimita mari back home to their parents. Some are developing mafarms avo, misha yavo, dzimba dzavo dzemumadhorobha. So vana veZimbabwe havana kudzungaira sezvakaita vanhu veCCC. Vana veZimbabwe vakasvinura, vanogadzira kwavakabva, vanokuziva. Chepini, ndada kuti dendere.
Dr. Mavaza, sorry ndikubate muromo, but I think vadzokora is a point there. Clearly we are a rich country and we should be getting more foreign currency from those resources than remittances from the diaspora.
The remittance is the number one income in Zimbabwe, but we have a substantial amount from the diaspora. But
what is the number one
in Zimbabwe? It's tobacco. It's kept zero and gold. That's the income foreign currency earner, not diaspora. Diaspora, yes, it does give substantial money, which goes on number four. It has been taken over from number three in a chrome. So if one Jokora was not away, I will give him my notes on that point so that you can look at it. So diaspora, yes, is doing the best, but I see Rio. We are not surviving on diaspora, but we are very thankful for diaspora remittances. So it's not true to say diaspora is number one.
But okay, we'll have to check that, but proceed.
Yes. I was going to respond further on the issue yakaitaura vadzokora yekuti hurumende inenge yakazungaira. Hurumende haina kuzungaira. If you look at the takamira nguva yatakadiri panapa, there are over 10 countries dzaka introduce a ban on bank lending kuti vasa substantiate their own currency. And this had worked very well. Even after this COVID, a number of countries, including England, they stopped my loans to companies for a period so that they can put their economy back. So Zimbabwe, what it has done to suspend bank loans, it's not the first. It's not the only one that has done that. It's not peculiar to Zimbabwe alone. Many countries do this. And it's also, when they did this, things did not work in some aspects. Dr. Urumende, we are going to release some products from this. And again, you know that as I said from the beginning, and I'm so happy with our Nani, and I would remember in them sorrow. Can I remember it? I would do a good is Zaramba. I go around by Jimbo's money kids. You know, try it, pulls back and sees what's happening and then go. That's called tactic. We have got a tactical president in the name of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. And again, we need to put it in the same way. But the doctor, I want to tell you, worry, waka ulipo, waka wandisa, panyai. Chekutanga, makamba ni anga kazara ni uori. Ajitora zikwele tiku bengi. Otengesa, otenga mayus dollar, oisa muhome, zaka kuwa zanyika. That was corruption. And Urumende is to stop that corruption forthwith. And this is what had happened. Saka ya stopa, wa business waka wanda, waka edza nipa wana kuda to sabotage the government, to force it to retrieve or to have a reprieve on the basis of bank loan bans. Saka we are having a war with people who don't want to see this government succeeding. And you cannot be surprised with Wagada 7CCC, Wana Jokora, Wano to Pemberera, Nokora, which is the Madira, who see Kulanga, Kudu Rumene, Gutaza, Kumudirira, Kitaguda Guana, Mavotima, Mazaru Tera. As it's look at Iowa, when we are having an economic problem, it's a government problem. It is a recession in the whole world. Let's come together as a country. MDC, CCC, come with your ideas. We build them together because our president is a listening president. Bring your ideas together to the table. And our economy moves on. Don't be selfish and think of yourself alone. At this stage of the time, you think of every other Zimbabwean who benefits from our economy. If you do that, so let's try everything what we have. Bring your ideas. Bring your plans. Bring what you think can help the country. And you can apply it to the government. We look at it because at this stage, at this time, it's in where we stand politically, in where we stand economically, for the benefit and the best interest of the children of Zimbabwe, the citizens, whom we stand for, whom we are there for. But no further that in order. Kanata kuora mupfungwa ta kutena yellow in rotting as reuti njenga yese aora. Washoma warutena yellow, but they will be better come back to green because we are still a fresh country.
Very good taura Vamabazapa Ivan Zenda, just to settle that debate on the diaspora remittances and foreign currency earners between Vazokora and Vamabaza. I'm reading here a story by the Chinese news agency Xinhua, written last year in February. They're saying that Zimbabwe's top foreign currency earnings for the year 2020 stood at $6.3 billion, up 14.9% from $5.5 billion recorded in 2019, according to RBZ Governor John Mangutsa. In his monetary policy statement for 2021, the governor said export proceeds contributed the bulk of the funds at $3.6 billion, followed by diaspora remittances with $1 billion and loan proceeds, which contributed $845 million. Mangutsa said the cumulative export shipments, including tourism and cross-border road freight, as of December 31, 2020, amounted to $4.7 billion. Of the export shipments, mining contributed the bulk of the shipments worth $3.3 billion, while platinum export earnings rose to $1.77 billion last year from $1.21 billion in 2019. Gold export earnings declined by 6% last year to $994 million. Gold is one of Zimbabwe's major foreign currency earners, along with platinum and tobacco. Komasim.
You have brought up a very interesting analysis. I was actually looking at it from here as well. We should not underestimate the diaspora remittances. It's a very big figure they are talking about there. $1 billion is a lot of money in any currency, I think. However, all the gentlemen here are raising very interesting points. Of course, with a lot more bias to politics and each supporting where they are coming from, as expected. But at the end of the day, I would want to point out that as much as Zokora has raised a lot of points, I still have not been convinced that there are solutions on the table from their side of the cake that can change what they say is the chaos right now in the country. And also from Dr. Malaza, it's becoming a big song every day that government and people seeing to defend themselves at every corner that the sanctions are stopping Zimbabwe from progressing. These sanctions were largely targeted at individuals and certain organizations to a point where I think at this point, Ramalaza and Kent would have come up with solutions to go around this story of sanctions. I think it's no longer selling.
Regatinzwewo pfungwa dzavo ipapo Evans tichitanga maybe navadzokora because Evans vadzokora ari kuti hongo muri kuti mune blueprint yakaburitswa na spokesperson wenyu but Evans ari kuti still unconvinced kuti mune plan chayo chayo yekumusidzira upfumi hwenyika.
We do not only have a plan, we have a track record, a proven track record. The only time that Zimbabweans have enjoyed good life, good living conditions was during the unity government when Honorable Tendai Biti was at the helm of the Minister of Finance. And he introduced a number, you know, interventions that have stabilized the country immediately after he came in, dollarizing the economy and making sure that there was money in the banks and making sure that civil servants were being paid. We saw civil servants being paid the highest amount of money when Honorable Tendai Biti was Minister of Finance, teachers earning as much as $400, $500. And we also saw an upstage in infrastructure development during that time. Roads were made. I was in Botswana and I was almost going back to Zimbabwe because the livelihoods of Zimbabweans just improved. The cell phones, when our now president, Advocate Nelson Chamisa, was a minister of IT, we saw technology flowing in the country, cell phones. Dollar for two, Malaina, Ines, Anguaya, Yanam Gabi, Baga Pinda, when Mr. Chamisa took over. We were now getting them, almost for free. So the track record of our leadership is there. And Honorable Tendai Biti, every time you see, even on the rallies, when President Chamisa is addressing, when it comes to the economy, when it comes to what we are going to do, what we are capable of doing, as a party, Honorable Tendai Biti comes in, and at every turn, he is giving advice to the government. Let's take the following steps to ensure that we stabilize our economy. But the government of Zimbabwe has been refusing, and that's why we end up with these decisions that are taken in midnight, and then tomorrow morning they are reversed. It means the government is not consulting enough. And we have already said that in our economic plan, it will be consultative based. We'll consult all stakeholders. We'll make sure that we listen to everyone. I hear Dr. Malaza here saying that Emmerson Mnangagwa is a listener. listening, President. He is not listening to the industry captains that have been telling him to dollarize. He is not listening to Honorable Tendai Biti that have been telling him that you cannot continue to print money as if it's paper. You need economic policies first. You need to develop industry. You need to boost production, you know, because there is no currency that will sustain itself without our production. But we are seeing the very opposite from our government. You know, how many companies have closed down now? Melin, G&G Shoes, Palmolive, Lever Brothers. The list is endless. So an economy cannot be sustained when there is no adequate production. And we are saying the first thing that we'll do as a CCC government is to ensure that, industry is resuscitated and new industries are brought in line. How do you do that? You make sure that there is a conducive environment in the economy. Right now, there is no conducive environment. Who can come and invest in a country where laws and policies are changed overnight, where you put your money in a bank and tomorrow it is in another name? You know, it is given another name and it is given a value that is not commensurate with the value that it was put in yesterday. You know, so we will create an environment that will attract international investors, local investors, and boost our industries. Right now, what we are seeing is a person who is saying industries cannot come in, international investors cannot come in, because that environment that we have right now is not conducive to any investor. Even myself, I would not go and start up a tax shop in Zimbabwe, because it would be just similar to putting money in a black hole. I know me, Mawaza, will come here and continue to blame sanctions. This has nothing to do with sanctions. He said the same thing when Standard Chartered Bank pulled away, a couple of months ago from Zimbabwe. And we told him that Standard Chartered Bank is pulling out of Zimbabwe on business grounds.
Moriku Frizava Zokora, and now we can't hear you. Mr. Zokora, Ndofunga Maisa pa mute, we can't hear you anymore.
We're
not able to hear him. But time zangaza fambao e hadzo ele bazwileke lapha ubaba uzokora ndo babumabaza kabavumelana impela ukuthi ni umnotho ubulawa yini njalo ngalungisiswa njani usephendukile lapha uzokora vadzokora imanga makusanzwika manje pachidimbo ngopezi site varechirongo.
No, I was just simply saying that a CCC government will create a conducive environment that will attract investors, both local investors in Zimbabwe, because we have a lot of Zimbabweans that want to invest in Zimbabwe, and will also put in measures that will attract international investors to come into Zimbabwe.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru, siyabonga, ibaba Zokora. While we wrap it up, ubaba uMabaza ucingo lwakhe soluqumile kahle mbona ukuthi singambamba yini asivalele uhlelo ngoba sesisalelwe ngumzuzu owodwa nje kodwa liyabezwa abalisa laba hayi kabavumelani impela. Ubaba uMabaza uthi udaba olukhulu ngolwezijeziso zenotho esingathi ngama-sanctions kanti ke ubaba uZokora kolunye uhlangothi bathi hayi udaba olukhona olubulala umnotho weZimbabwe ngolwenkohlakalo esingathi corruption ngesiNgisi uthi ibona njengabantu be-CCC yibo abakubona kuludubo olukhulu lolo kanti njalo uthi balesisombululo ngoba sibone kumalanga asanda kwedlula 2 days ago isikhulumeli sabo uFazai Mahere wethule umbiko ophathelane lamacebo abathi yiwamele alandele ukuze kuvuselelwe umnotho weZimbabwe. Hayi ke silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. We've come to the end of our show, Simba, because here there's no extra time like they do in Zouk.
Yes, sir. No, it was a beautiful conversation. We had various points. Zakasia nasiana ukunyekuku. Ndolimba vateri wanzo umati maviri. Nekunzugusisa umaoni larkuita. Varumava niyadzo upumi wenyikai.
I'm going to like to say thank you so very much to Mr. Tawanda Dzokora of the CCC here in North America, Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF in the United Kingdom, as well as economic analyst Masimba Kuchera, plus MDCT as spokesperson, witness Duve. Good evening, Zimbabwe. I am Tungamili Nkomo.
And I am Evan Zilinga. This is us saying goodbye.